What a blessed day it is today, because we have the celebration of three things for us, especially here. We're celebrating the first Mass of Sunday. Not too many Sundays left in this year. But we also are celebrating the first Saturday of the month, dedicated to the Blessed Virgin, to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, our patroness. It is her feast, and as such we have a plenary indulgence that we can receive for ourselves. But it is also, as you well know, and of course there were many, many people last night and this morning. In fact, I was hearing confessions till 12 o'clock after Mass. It was non-ending. I can't remember how many, 35 or something. That takes time. You can't just wave your hand over them like some do. So very well populated this morning. So we have the first Saturday of the month with the plenary indulgence that has been granted to those who come here to pray before this miraculous image of Our Lady of Fatima on this day. And then, of course, we have another day. Ultimately, it's a very happy day, but it doesn't seem like it. This morning, we were shrouded in black. And we wept with tears, copious tears of sorrow and mourning. Because it is also, and it still is, All Souls Day. And All Souls Day refers to the dogma, and it is not up for grabs. It is not if we want it or not. Vatican II didn't do away with it, and no other pope, whoever he may be, can do away with it. It's not in his purview. It's way above his pay grade. It's God's. The dogma of purgatory, one of the greatest gifts that we have from God. Most of us, if we died the way we are, even if we're good people, and most people, at least here, are good people, but if we were to die and there was no purgatory, we would go straight to hell. Don't be convinced of anything else but that. And everybody says, well, Jesus already has done it all. Jesus did everything that he had to do. But we have to do what we have to do. And of course, all the scriptures attest to this. And this is what this is all about. Yes, the Lord is Lord alone. But what about us? What do we have to do? You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Now, who here does that? Most people love their own belly more than that. More than God. St. Paul says, your bellies are your God. And so we need this extra help from God that you can call it what you want. Cathartarium in Greek. Purgatorium in Latin. Purgatory in English. Where we have a chance, if we die in the state of grace, but not in the state of mortal sin. If you die in the state of mortal sin, you go straight to hell. Don't think that Jesus is going to do it for you. Some people do. That's wrong. That's Protestantism, that's heresy, and that's condemned. We have the true faith. The true church, the only church, the one mystical body of Christ, which is the one holy Catholic and apostolic church. And it is her teaching that she was received from Christ himself, and we see it everywhere, that we must follow him completely. That includes popes, no matter what his name may be, cardinals, bishops, God have mercy, if I had a dollar for every evil cardinal there is in the Vatican, I would be rich. And they may not like it. I hope you're listening. Like St. Catherine of Siena said to the Pope of her time, you and your pigs get back to Rome. She would say to them, they're in Rome physiologically. Of course, they're all over the world, but they come to Rome. But she would say the same thing to them, spiritually, intellectually, because they are far from the center, which is the one holy Catholic and apostolic faith. So if any of us died without the help of purgatory, in the state of grace, even if the priest came and heard our confession, gave us a blessing, the apostolic blessing, and anointed the sick and everything else, even if he did all that, that's Jesus working through his priest, who is his representative on earth. But if we did not have purgatory, we would all go straight to hell and don't let anybody else talk you out of it. That is why it's so sad when you see all these funerals in so many other churches. I did it for a while because I was a stupid little obedient young priest. And when you're a young priest, you're afraid that they're going to move you somewhere. And I was for a year in the hell of hells. So I did it for a while, and then after a while I thought, you know, this is enough. And then I went back to the traditional way of wearing black for funerals. Because we are in mourning. Because the souls in purgatory are suffering. They're not having a good time. They're not a club med. You know, I mention that every so often. I need to go there before I die so I can see what it's all about. But I think it's all evil and sinful and immodest and immoral, so I don't want to go there. But purgatory, a great gift from God, that even if you have, because every single sin is a debt that we owe to God. One of the older translations, and in Spanish it's the same word still, forgive us our debts as we forgive those who owe us, who are our debtors. Perdónanos nuestras deudas, así como nosotros perdonamos a nuestros deudores. Our debts. Every sin of everything you think. Just think about that. Everything you think that is not right, even if you don't do it, you owe God a debt for that sin. If you have it in your heart, you owe God a debt for that sin. If you actually do it, you owe God a debt for that sin. So if we die without paying our debts, then we go to purgatory. Thanks be to God. In purgatory, it's like a parent who has just put up a most beautiful window in his home or her home. And then the child goes out in the front yard and takes a rock and throws it through the window and shatters it and destroys it. This very expensive window. Maybe a stained glass window. And of course, he can't deny it. He's caught red-handed. And just like we are caught when we sin, we are caught red-handed. You cannot hide anything from God. And what does this parent do for the child? He says, first of all, I still love you. I forgive you. That's what God does for us. But then he says, you have to replace the window. That window costs $1,000 or $10,000. You have to replace it. Now, how is that child going to replace it? A little child. Still guilty. He still owes that debt, a very big debt. And then the parent says to the child, here is the money. You can go buy it and replace it. And that's what purgatory is. He gives us the money with which to pay him back for all that we have destroyed in our own lives, in the lives of those around us, and buildings too, for that matter. So purgatory is a great thing. Of course, today is All Souls Day. We cannot forget that. For over 1,000 years, it has been celebrated on this day. Thanks to St. Odo of Cluny, St. Odilon of Cluny, St. Hugh of Cluny, after Monte Cassino, the greatest abbey of the Benedictine order and of the Catholic Church. That's why the Masons hated it and destroyed almost all of it. There's just a tiny little bit left. The church, which was bigger than St. Peter's, is gone. And so, but we have all the writings and the drawings and the pictures and so forth, not photographs, pictures that were drawn by artists, mostly the monks themselves. What a magnificent church. To the glory of God, St. Peter of Cluny. And from there came all these things, All Saints Day and All Souls Day on November the 1st and November the 2nd. And so I remind you that today and for the next 8 days, if you go by a cemetery where there are Catholics buried, and even if you don't get out of your car, if you say the Our Father or Hail Mary, you can gain a plenary indulgence, not for yourself, but for the souls in purgatory. We have to be less selfish. We always wanted to see what's in it for me, like Peter. No, no. For the souls in purgatory. For the next 8 days, I go every day of the month, usually with Sankey Dog Pilar, who loves to pray for the souls in purgatory. And then, of course, the whole month is dedicated to the souls in purgatory, with the assistance of all the souls, the saints, and the angels in heaven, with the Blessed Mother and St. Joseph, St. John the Baptist, for whom those thrones were reserved, as our Lord said to James and John. And then they have 12 thrones for the 12 apostles to judge the 12 tribes of Israel. The new Israel, which is the one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. And so, remember, take advantage of this gift from God and from Holy Mother, the Church, who has the authority to give it to you. And take care. Make sure you get that money with which to pay for the window that you have willingly and stupidly shattered. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.